We sail tomorrow. We bolt.
35 degrees, 1045. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again from Chicago, where the sun is beginning to shine and it looks like maybe spring is definitely on the way. I think it arrives across country about 3:15 this afternoon when the equinox will knock at your door. We're all set to play some music for you and, more importantly, to pay homage and say thanks to a very talented and wonderful young lady who we have known for the last year of her record career, who has been nice enough to stop off here for long enough in a very, very busy and hectic schedule of turmoil in promotion of a record and a picture to say hello to her millions of friends, about 25 million of them, I guess, listening right now, Miss Julie London. Julie, of course, is the girl who records for the Liberty Record Company, and because she has established herself as one of the top vocalists contemporarily of this particular time, circa 1957, she has been engaged by the Fox people, who have made a great motion picture known as The Boy on the Dolphin, which stars Sophia Loren. As a result now, there are two things that Julie is working for, the record of the same name and the motion picture. So we'll let her do the work in just about 2 minutes and 15 seconds of Pat Boone.
Boom, 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 boom. Why, baby, why don't you treat me like you used to do? Why, baby, why don't you need me like I'm needing you? If you need love and affection, come to my loving arms. I'll be your shield and protection. I won't do you no harm. There will be no trouble and strife. I'll be your slave the rest of my life. I offer you my heart and soul, wrapped up in a bag of gold. Why, baby, why do you tease me?
Why, baby, why?
Won't you please be fair?
Why, baby, why?
Why, baby, why won't you please me?
Why, baby, why?
When you know you care, there will be no trouble and strife. I'll be your slave the rest of my life. I offer you my heart and soul, wrapped up in a bed of gold. Why, baby, why do you tease me?
Why, baby, why?
Won't you please be fair?
Why, baby, why?
Why, baby, why won't you please me?
Why, baby, why?
When you know you care. When you know you care. When you know you care.
That's Why Baby Why, a good new dot record done by Pat Boone. Certainly another hit in the long parade of such stellar performances by this young boy from Tennessee who went to New York and now is, of course, an honor student at Columbia and also becoming a motion picture star in rapid order. You know, all over the nation right at this moment, regardless of what the time zone happens to be that you reside in, people are enjoying Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And it isn't just a matter of across these 48 states called United. It's also up in Canada and around the world. People, when they expect a good product, know that they'll always get delicious goodness with Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. So I sincerely hope that you'll try the product that we're so very fond to talk about every day. It's wholesome, it's pure, it's refreshing, and it's light. That means that you mothers can give it to the kids between meals and it won't spoil their little baby appetites. Or you can have it to sort of aid your digestion after a big meal. Or if you prefer, keep your breath always sweet and your teeth clean and attractive. The way to do it is with the chewing action that you get always with Wrigley Spearmint. So make certain that when you shop today for all the rest of the victuals and the things that you serve to your family, that you continue buying the best product for them and get some Wrigley Spearmint. I know that they'll like it, and you will too. Gee, Julie, it's just wonderful having you here in the studio, and I know this is a tough schedule for you, isn't it?
Well, it's just wonderful to be here, Howard. The last time we talked, I believe, was from the coast.
That's right.
That early morning.
You were on the show, and I guess some engineers came out to your place, or else we used long-distance lines that day. I've forgotten, mm-hmm. and Did it on a person-to-person basis.
You betcha.
Mr. Murrow's show without cameras. Yeah. Now, Julie, you sort of have a divided interest on this trip, don't you? I mean, you're interested, of course, in seeing that your record is plugged, and also in helping the Fox people a little bit on this motion picture. Have you seen a screening of it yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm very anxious to.
My understanding is that it opens sometime around, what, the Easter season?
Yes, around probably Easter.
Next month or so, it'll open all mm-hmm. across the country. You know very much about the picture. That is not the plot of it, but I mean the whole creation of this boy on a dolphin. Not having seen it myself, I don't understand what it all means.
Well, it's an idol that is found in the sea.
Oh, I see.
And it stirs up quite a bit of commotion as to who's going to get it, the goodies or the baddies.
And of course, the goodies have to win out.
Well, of course.
It always is. Now, Julie, your other interest, of course, is the record itself. Now, in the motion picture track on the celluloid, you sing this song, don't you?
Yes, that's right.
But is this record taken from the track, or did you also go over to the Liberty Studio and record it again for them?
No, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. They take it right off the track. How mm-hmm. do they work it when they do that? Do you record it in the studio, or do you record it on the sound set?
Well, in this case, I recorded it at Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I learned it in about 20 minutes, and we recorded it. And went right into the picture.
Well, then they just take the master of the tape over to the studios and they use it as they see fit.
Right.
Talking about your own specific career, you are well identified now as a champion for the Liberty Record Company on the strength of two very wonderful albums. Your first, called Julia's the Name, and then, of course, Calendar Girl, which is the most colorful and delightful thing. But it was Cry Me a River, really, that started you on your successful cruise, wasn't it, on this highway of show business?
Yes, that was the real beginning for me.
And yet, strangely enough, while most people say, here is a new performer, Julie, you're not, because you were quite an accomplished and accepted performer a few years ago, and then you gave up your career to become Mama, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in a different field. I was an actress before. I'd never been a singer.
Of course, you still are acting.
Mm-hmm.
Motion pictures close to your heart still, and will it always be, or are you more interested in the music part?
No, I love it both.
Well, how about you doing a musical, Julie? I mean, a straight musical. Now, your last picture, The Great Man, of course, had music in it as such. But how about you playing a part that might come from the Broadway stage?
Oh, I'd love that. Nobody's asked me yet.
Well, that's a good reason why you haven't done it. How about the Broadway stage itself?
Oh, that would scare me. That's too scary.
You don't think you like that?
I don't know.
Of course, most of your spots out there on the West Coast have been the smart little rooms, haven't they? The intimate little rooms.
That's right.
Do you feel that you want to change style at all and go into the big palaces, into the big places, the theaters and so forth, Julia? Is this not your cup of tea?
Well, I just don't think my voice would carry it. I think I would get about to the footlights, that would be the end of it.
You mean that this is a normal voice that you sing? I mean, your typical records that we hear, rather than you're subduing it purposely because of microphone technique.
No, I wish I could belt it out a little bit more, as a matter of fact.
Well, there have been records in your Calendar Girl album, which you were swinging out pretty good with a lot of projection. But you think the big room would sort of
stifle you? I think they just turned up the mics.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen to this particular record, then we can talk a little bit about it, Julie. We'll both be more conversant, although I will say, and Mr. Barge, who represents the music publisher Robbins on this, will tell you that this is getting a tremendous play from the disc jockeys all across the country, as rightfully it should. Julie London, her new Liberty record from the Fox motion picture of the same name that stars Sophia Loren, called The Boy on the Dolphin.
There's a tale that they tell of a dolphin and a boy made of gold, with the shells and the pearls in the deep. He has lain many years fast asleep. What they tell of the boy on a dolphin, who can say if it's true? Should he rise from the depths of the ocean? Any wish that you wish may come true. You say he's only a statue, and what can a statue achieve? And yet, while I'm gazing at you, My heart tells my head to believe. Is the boy whom the gods have enchanted should arise from the sea. And the wish of my heart could be granted, I would wish that you loved only me.
That's a warm, intimate sound, isn't it? Would you like to have that in your household most of the time? I think you would. The record's available. Of course, it's from the motion picture, and it's called The Boy and the Dolphin, done so wonderfully well by our star, who is our guest today for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, Miss Julie London. You know, Julie, I have frequently said publicly and on the air, so I can't deny that I have made the remark, that the success of a great many vocalists, in large measure, is determined by the ability of a producer of a record behind him to furnish the music. And I think that Bobby Troup has certainly done a wonderful job for your things.
No, he certainly has.
He, of course, is an established star in his own right, but how much of the time do you use him exclusively, or is it always exclusively? You don't record with anybody else, do you?
No.
You feel that he captures a certain feel that almost is unique to his styling for you, or do you think that there could be other people who could do about the same thing?
Well, Bobby knows, I think, the sound that I want, mainly, and is very helpful in creating that.
Yes. Well, now, most of these things that you record are these small sounds behind you, the sounds that you would take into a room with you. Has Bobby ever used a great big full instrumentation or orchestration for you, in which he uses maybe 35 with two fiddle sections?
Well, the largest was with Pete King on the Calendar Girl album. I think there were about 26 men in that.
Did it disturb you to have that many musicians playing behind you, tooting their horns and strumming their strings?
Well, it was pretty exciting, really. I'd never worked with strings before, and all of a sudden, to hear the strings come in, it was very inspiring.
That's a great feel. Now, Julie, I said earlier that this is not a beginning of a career for you, that those of us in show business have known for a long while that you had this tremendous talent, which you stifled because of motherhood, and it's a very good reason to stifle anything. But where did it actually begin, going back before the youngsters came along?
Well, it began with a picture called The Red House, made about 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And
you were just a young lady looking for a career out in California. Is that your home? Has it always been your home?
That's right.
Well, who was it that gave you the start? Some dramatic coach?
No, actually, it sounds like a press agent's dream, but I was running an elevator in a department store and was collared from there to go into the picture.
Well, that's not unlike Dorothy L'Amour. It sounds like a press agent probably took the life story of Dorothy L'Amour, who really did. I think she was an elevator operator at Marshall Field here in our city of Chicago. Do you want to give a plug to the store that employs you?
It was Roos Brothers. As a matter of fact, it isn't there anymore.
I thought you were going to say the May Company, because every comedian from Hollywood is always talking about the May Company. Julie, of course, it's just great having you here. I just wish it could be a lot longer time. I'd like to plug Ed Sullivan's show. Is it this Sunday night you're going to be on his show?
That's right.
So that you'll have a chance to be seen by the public like they're now listening to you. Thank you, and the very best of luck on your record, The Boy and the Dolphin. And say hello to the Fox people and tell them they're going to have great success with Sophia Loren, The Boy and the Dolphin.
Thank you very much, Al.
By the way, after the show, I'd like to take you up to my office and show you a picture that I have of Sophia, which she was nice enough to send to me. Thank you, Julie. Well, this is Howard Miller from Chicago speaking for Wrigley Spearmin Chewing Gum, hoping and, of course, earnestly endeavoring to please you every day so that the hope will come true that you'll be with us tomorrow and every day. Again, I want to thank Miss Julie London, great star of the phonograph record business and also of motion pictures in the theater, for her appearance on our show today. Until we see you tomorrow at the same time, thanks again to Julie. Goodbye to all of you, and remember, Wrigley Spearmint, to keep your teeth clean and attractive. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Howard Miller. Back to Joe Foss.
You have just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Dick Contino on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago.